Basically, definition of ithar is that I'm also in need of something, and my fellow Muslim brother also needs that. Now I prefer him over my own needs, prioritize him. This is called ithar, and the reward of ithar is that Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam gave glad tidings of Jannah for such people who do ithar. Nowadays, this quality is diminishing. We want to think about our own selves. My business should flourish. I should progress. I'm not bothered if my neighbors are in trouble. I don't care if others are in problem. This is not Islam, no doubt. We also see examples of self-sacrifice and doing ithar in our society. The way in this pandemic people are out helping others, this is also exemplary. But unfortunately, even in this condition, there are certain people, they're just thinking to get more and more money. They're finding various ways to get money out of people's pockets. They're greedy of wealth and money even in such condition when people are in difficulty. What does our Islam teaches us? Our pious predecessors used to give their own food to others. Even they used to be hungry by themselves. We should learn from their life.